Okay, we're starting Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're three lines down. We're still on the Rav Bar Machasya. So Amar Rav Bar Machasya, Amar Chama, Gur Yom Rav. Sixth statement of Rav Bar Machasya. Kol says every city in which the rooftops of the city are taller than the shul, the Sof Chorv in the end, it's going to be destroyed. Shem Alam is Beis Alokenu. They should exalt the base, the house of God. Olahan is Chorvosav, and bring up all the destroyed areas. That's if it's houses. Of Kashkushi, if it's beautiful monuments, the Avruri and towers that they make in order to make the city look beautiful. But that's okay. I'm going to make sure the Masmei Chazi will never be destroyed. Al-Khorva was destroyed. Also, Avon Al-Khorva, well, it wasn't destroyed because of this sin. He made sure that the shul was the tallest thing there. Number 7. I'd rather be under Arabs than be under any other type of Nachri. Whatever the other Nachri are, Arabs are better than everybody else because I guess they still believe, right, to serve. I guess they believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the other ones were bigger Rishayim. Tachas Nachri v'lo tachas Chaver, but I'd rather be under a Nachri than a Chaver, which was this type of Persian person, right? And it was a bad nation. Tachas Chaver v'lo tachas Talmud Chacham. I'd rather be under a Chaver than a Talmud Chacham. The reason why is because when a Talmud Chacham gets angry, he could punish you without even meaning to. Tachas Talmud Chacham v'lo tachas Yassam v'almana. I'd rather be under a Talmud Chacham than an orphan and a widow, because unfortunately, orphans and widows, they have a real issue, right? And unfortunately, because they're very easy to cry, and you can make them cry, and that you're over on an Isser. Number 8. I'd rather have any sickness than a stomach sickness. I'd rather have any pain than the pain of a heart. I'd rather have any type of ache than not a headache. Any type of evil, but I wouldn't want to have a bad wife. Okay, that was that. 2 dots. Number 9. We're almost done. We have one more after this. If all the seas were ink, and all the ponds were considered like the bulrushes were considered like pens, and the heavens were all the paper in the world, and every single person in the world was a scribe, you still wouldn't be able to write down everything that's going on in the world. The heavens are above, the land is very deep, and still you have no idea what the malachim, what the government is doing. And that's the idea, everything that's going on in the world and what the governments are thinking, whatever it is, there's no investigation, because who knows what the Levi Malachim are actually thinking? Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of it himself. Therefore, no matter how much you write, you have no idea. So there's something deep going on there. The 10th statement of Rabbi Machasya, a tinus fasting for a bad dream is like fire on flax. It burns it up and it destroys it if you fast properly. It's got to be on that day itself. You got to fast even on Shabbos. He came to the house of Ravashi. Ravashi said, oh, such a tzaddik, we're going to make you a really nice cow. They made him a 30-year calf. You should have something to eat. I'm sitting in a fast. They all said to him, you can borrow, you can lend off your tinus to another day and pay it back another day. No, it's a tinus chalayim. Said Rabbi Yeshua Bered Ravidi, quotes Racham Raguri in the name of Rav, Yafa tinus chalom keishon la'oyres v'am rachistu bo'biyom, it's got to be on that day for Rav Yosef, you live with Shabbos, even if it happens on Shabbos. Right, and that's what you have to do. Okay, then you say that you might have to make up a fast for that fast. B'mischilu imaf sikin. If you start, you don't stop. So we say, wait a second. After the Triats, it says, but doesn't the Risha say Imaf Sikin? You don't stop for Kriyashma. So say false only Divrei Torah. What we say in the end, it's talking about Divrei Torah. Ditani. And here's how we learn it in the Braisa. Chaverim Shayotzkim Torah. If you have Chaverim. Now, I know we said up above that Chaverim refers to the Parsi and these types of Persians, whatever it is. But over here, the Chaverim that we're talking about over here is referring to Talmidei Chachamim. If you have actual Talmidei Chachamim that are sitting and learning Torah, right, so you have the chaverim shayotzkim v'torim mafsikin l'kriyah shma v'mafsikin l'tefila. They should stop to say kriyah shma, but they should not stop to say tefila. So even though they're sitting and learning Torah, they technically have a p'tur. They should stop for kriyah shma. Rabbi Yochanan loshon lo kigon Rosh Hashanah chaver shetrasim u'nasin. This only refers to people like Rosh Hashanah and the people like him, where Torah is mamish all they do all day long. We'll call an anu said Rabbi Yochanan, but us, and this is Rabbi Yochanan mafsikin l'kriyah shma l'tefila. We stop to say kriyah shma l'tefila because we're not like that. I have a tanya kashin mafsikin l'tefila kachem mafsikin l'kriyah shma. Says wait, we have a brayso just like you don't stop for tefila, you don't stop for kriyah shma either. Kitana he be a bershana. That's talking about where somebody's doing ma'aber the year. You don't stop for anything at all because they want to figure out whether they have to be ma'aber the year or not. So they're osik b'mitzvah. They're potter from any other mitzvah. Rav Rava says some say the elderly men of Agronia. We didn't stop for anything whatsoever. We just went straight to be able to figure out exactly what we're going to do with the Ivrior and what's going to be over there so we don't mess up when the holidays are going to be. Brand new Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Loi Techai B'mechto Samul Chasecha. A tailor is not allowed to go with a needle around his ear, whatever they usually carry it with, near darkness, because again, he's going to forget. Shem Yishkav Yetzi is going to forget, and he's going to walk outside in the, without an eruv and carry the needle. Lo Alav Davakamuso, and a scribe cannot go out with his pen. Lo Yaflas Aviyafalas Kalev. You are also not allowed to delouse your clothes, Likra Lor and Aaron. You're not allowed to read by the light of a candle. But Emesamru, the truth is, Hachazan Roa Hechen Tinokos Korin, a teacher is able to see where the kids are reading from using a candle. But Hulo Yikravi himself should not read from the scroll itself. That's the Gzerah. Kyotibo, Nechazam Yuzavi, Nehergalavera. A Zav should not eat with a Zava. A man who has that type of emission from that part of his body should not eat with a woman who has that type of emission, because Hergalavera, it's very likely to cause them to be together. And being together with the Zava is Chayiv Karis. Says the Gemara, Tanana will lower their emission. A person is not allowed to stand in the Rishas Yachid and drink out of a drinking fountain in the Rishas Rabbin. In Rishas Rabbin, and drink in something that's in the Rishas Yachid. But if you bring in your head and most of your body into the place where you're drinking, then it's going to be mutter. Turn the page. And so too, when it comes to a wine press, which we'll explain later on. The Gemara says, Yibaylu, Carmelis Mai. Okay, let's say that the area that we're talking about over here is not a Rishas Rabban, Rishas Yochid, it's just a Carmelis. Now, there's an Issur Rabbanan over here, but what do we do about drinking water on the outside? And Rabbi, Rabbi says the exact same thing. Rav Amar, he, Gufa, Gzera. Wait a second. Drinking in one place and might bring it into the other is a Gzera. We're going to make a Gzera for a Carmelis, just like the same way. It's a Gzera, Gzera. We don't do that. Amar Rabbi Menimilu, said Rabbi, you know where I get this from? That I say it's the exact same thing as Rishas Rabban, Rishas Yochid, it says the same thing by the wine press. My gosh, what kind of a wine press is this? If it's a Yachid, Tanina. If it's Rishas Yachid, well, why? We already said that, obviously. If it's Rabban, Tanina. If it's Rabban, we already learned that. And Lav Carmelis, it must be the Gas is a Carmelis. And if a Gas is a Carmelis and it's the same thing, then obviously any type of Carmelis would be the same thing. Ravel, Ravachim, Begazelin, Meister. No. The Gas is not talking about carrying from one place to the other. It's talking about Meister itself. And when you're taking off Meister from one to the other, that's what it's referring to. So we say, so it's like a completely different thing. Meaning, Shtia ala gas mamish, says Rashi, Shlokim Bisham Lotil Chutza. You can't take it out from there to bring it outside. Have a shtias arai, a patrim miser, because when you drink it that way, that's patrim miser. Goes on Shalir, the boar, Shu, Gemar Malach, the miser. As long as you haven't put the wine into the boar itself, which is the Gemar Malach for miser. Because remember, wine, before you actually do something to it in which it's considered like its permanent area, then it's still patrim miser. It's only when it's in its permanent area. So when you pour the wine into the pit itself to keep it there for it to whatever it is, then it's chayim miser. But until that point, you're fine, right? So you're not going to be and anything whatsoever, so it's not chayv and meiser. So too, when it comes to the gasoline meiser, that if you're standing there, Rishis Yachar, Rishis Rabban, and you haven't poured it in yet, it's going to be potter meiser. Whether it's warm or cold or whatever, it's a potter, and you're potter from meiser, you could drink on that gas itself, stand in one place and lean over the other area, divrei meir, because it's not like you're actually inside the Rebbe Elazar says you're still chayv and meiser. It depends if it's warm or if it's cold, right? In other words, if you mixed it with warm water, right, then you can't, you know, bring it all back because it's going to ferment. Then you got a problem. Then it's putter from my. Then it's going to be chayv and meiser right then, because that's the gemar malach right there. I'll tone it. But if it's cold, then you can put it back in the pit. Then it's putter nishu machzer as a moser, because you can return anything you don't drink. You can put it right into the pit, which makes it disgusting. But either way, that's when we say it's going to be putter meiser. Sitanan. Let's go back to the Mishnah. A tailor cannot go out with a needle on him because he might forget and go out. My love, the tochel of bigdo, is it that it's attached to his baggage and still we're not allowing him to do it? Right? Sounds like a shavus itself, right? And we're making a gzera by bena shmashos, and that's a gzera l'gzera. So you say, lo, do not let the other. You're holding in your hands or you're putting in your pocket, which is something normal to do. It says, a chayit cannot go out. Again, a tailor can't go out with a needle that's attached to his beged. Don't we say that's an erev Shabbos? Lo, kitanihi b'shabbos. We're talking about a Shabbos itself. You're not allowed to go out with that attached to your beged. Even though it's considered something that's attached, it's not really attached, and therefore you're chayiv. Erev Shabbos Chashecha, it says straight out, a tailor cannot go out with a needle that's attached to his bag. And an Erev Shabbos Chashecha, so see, we make a Gzera L'Gzera, right? The Gzera is, number one, we're talking about Banish Moshos. Number two, we're talking about the actual, you know, carrying it out in such a way, which is not the normal way, that's considered Tchuvah Bigdo, is not the normal way, that's Gzera L'Gzera. So we say that's a real problem, because now we're saying, up above, we're trying to say, like Rava said, there's no Gzera L'Gzera. So Hamani, Rava says, you know what that is? That's Rabbi Yehudihi. That any Uman who brings it out the way of his Umness, that would be Chayiv. And therefore, it's not Gzera L'Gzera, it's a Gzera about Ben HaShmashos, because of a Deo Raisa. A Chayit, a tailor, cannot go out with a needle attached to his bag. And a carpenter cannot go out with a ruler in his ear. ear that used to attach it by their ear. Velosorik b'mshichush v'aznoi, and a comer, a guy, a cleaner of wool, right? He cannot go out with the thistles that are inside his ear, same way. V'legardi b'irush v'aznoi, and a leather tanner cannot go out with something else, that was by his ear, some type of wool or whatever it is. Not a wool, it must be like a weaver. Can't go with the wool in his ear. V'lotzaba, and a guy who dyes things for a living. V'dugman shavzavaro, with a thing that has all the different examples on it, right, in his neck. And so to a money changer can't go out with a dinar that's in his ear. But if he goes out, it's possible. So that's what a mayor says. Rabbi Omer Uman Derechum Nasu Chayiv. Shar Kol Adam Patur in Uman. Who goes out with Derechum Nasu? If that's his normal way, then he's Chayiv. Shar Kol Adam is going to be Patur. Anybody else is going to be Patur. Tani Chado. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says Derechum Nasu is Chayiv. Anybody else is going to be Patur over there. So Rabbi Meir is the one that says Patur. So Rabbi Yehuda says Derechum Nasu is going to be Chayiv. So what we say over here is Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. This is Rabbi Yehuda who says that, and comes along Rava and says, I go the other way, I go with Rabbi Meir, which is interesting, because Rava normally wouldn't go with Rabbi Meir. Usually when Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, you'd go with Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, Rava says, yeah, I hold like Rabbi Meir. Tani Chada, Luyata Zav Bikiso. So one Braisa says that a Zav, and again, that's a guy who has an emission coming from his body, from that part of his body, and it just keeps going, he cannot leave with a diaper on. But if he goes out, Patur v'loser. It's Patur v'loser, because that's something that he might be necessary, but he shouldn't. Tani Nekuiv, and otherwise, Uliyatov, Yatov Chayiv Chata. Some say he shouldn't go out, but if he goes out, then he's Chayiv Chata. Rabbi Yosef, Lakasha, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. Right, one is Rabbi Meir, one is Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Meir is the one that says, you're not Chayiv, it's Patur v'loser in such a case when you go out with a normal thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Uman, Derech, Umnasa, you're Chayiv. So to hear, this is the Derech to wear that diaper. I'm like, by Amar, Shemata, Rabbi Meir, wait a second. When did Rabbi Meir say that? That's only by something that's not normal. If it's totally normal, and it's normal for a Zav to wear it in that area, right? And when he say that you're really Pater, if you don't say that, Hedyot, a normal guy, Shechokak Kav Bebiga, he made a line in a twig, Bishabas, Lurameir, you're going to say that he's not going to be Nuna, Lokasha, Kamazav Valshteriyus, Kamazav Valshteriyus, Valgimoriyus. It depends. The reason why you're Chayiv is by a Zav who's got two Re'iyus. The reason why you're Chayiv over there in that case is because if a Zav has two Re'iyus, there's a big difference. In that case, he's Tame, but he's not Chayiv in a Korban yet. He needs to see if he's going to have a third Re'iyah, and if he has that third Re'iyah, then he's Chayiv in a Korban. That's why he has that diaper on. It's something that's really going to make you Chayiv, because it's something that you need. But the guy who's Potter, this is of Val Gimel Re'iyus, because the only reason why he has it on is in order to make sure that he doesn't make anything dirty. He doesn't really care if there's any more things that come out. He doesn't really want it there. That's why he's Potter. Also, Maishon Zav Val Shteri is the Chayiv. The boy Lebedika, he needs it to go check it out. Zav Val Gimel Nami, boy Lesfira, you need to check in order to see counting, when to start counting the clean days. So he's a Lenitzchol Lebobi Yom. You're right, but it's the same day. That day that he saw the third is never going to count as one of his clean days, so therefore he needs to have some type of a diaper on. He doesn't need that diaper for anything whatsoever. Not for the clean days and not for checking anymore. But he needs it anyway to make sure his clothes stay clean. Isn't that considered a need? And therefore you'd be high for it. No. You're not machshiv anything that's just saving you from things that are dirty. And therefore, although it's asr, it's patov asr, but it's not going to be high because it's just a tzulitin. It's just to take away dirtiness from you. Then now we learn in Mishnah, kofa ka'ara al-kozel, if somebody turns over a plate on top of a wall, im bishel shetuda ka'ara, if it's so that the plate gets rinsed off because it's dirty, Harry's a b'chiyutan. Then the water that gets stuck on top of that plate is b'chiyutan, which means it's able to be makabal tumah because you want the water. You want the water to be makabal, you know, to clean the plate. Im bishvil shalo yelkab ha'kaisol yud beis manalf. If it's so, then it doesn't dirty the wall. The water doesn't go on the wall itself, so the plate protects the wall and b'chiyutan. Then you don't care about the water. Well, then there's no issue of that water being able to be makabal tumah by something else. So midami, we say, wait a second, hold on, that's not comfortable. Ha'osam lo kabayilu l'hani mashkin klal. You don't care about the water whatsoever, right? Either it's coming to, right, clean off the plate, or you're just throwing it off so it doesn't go off to the wall. Over here, you do want the kiss. You want it to accept the ziva so that it doesn't dirty your clothing. Really comparable to just the seifa. So let's say you have this big bowl, and all these drips of water go inside. In my mind, he tells him in Nitzvin, if there's water that sprinkles out or overflows, in a bichiyutan. So you don't care about that, so therefore it's not bichiyutan. Even if it hits something, it's not able to make anything tameh. But any water that's inside it, or is bichiyutan, you obviously want it, and if you want it, then it's able to make anything tame if it touches anything else. You're right, it's not a kasha. One is Rabbi Yehuda, and one is Rabbi Shimon. And the difference between them, in other words, the way to answer our question up above of how we're going to understand which one is which, we say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Malacha shen tzrich legufa. So if you're doing something, but you don't need it for the actual malacha itself, right, for example, you dig in the ground in the back, but you want the dirt, you don't want the hole. So the isra is the hole, right? But if you want the dirt, that's a malacha. You're doing a malacha. Shein is legufa. You don't need for that. Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be chai for such a thing. Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be potter for such a thing, right? So too over here, it's sort of like if you didn't need it, you didn't need it. So over here, if you have that kiss on, it's a malacha. You're carrying, but it's einis v'ich legufa. You don't need it for the carrying. You need it so you don't make yourself dirty. Rabbi Yehuda would say you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says such a case. It's not a malacha. Shetzvich legufa. It's a malacha she'einis v'ich legufa. Therefore, you're going to be potter. We'll stop with it right there. We're up to the Tani. Rabbi Yishmael, Tani Rabbi Yishmael, 6 lines down, or 7 lines down, maybe 8 lines down, and Yubez went off.